Hi, Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Roderick Hutcherson. He's the CEO of TrueMed Solutions. Hi, Roderick. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful, Paul. Thanks for asking me yourself.
Okay, good. And Dory Bradford, who's the Chief Branding Officer. Hello, Dory. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Feeling good today.
All righty. Good. Well, when we originally got on the line, these two guys were laughing. And we're going to talk about medicine. And I think that medicine and laughing all go together. They do good things. And you guys have a very important event in the community here in Brooklyn, New York, happening this weekend. And Raymore and Flanagan's gotten involved as well in closing a store in the Gateway Center, and you're doing a good thing here. So why don't you give us some background?
So just a little background. We had the fortune of doing some work out in Connecticut, and in the process of doing that work, I'll give you the short version, of course. In the process of doing that work, we realized there was a need for health coverage for the workers that we had. And so we looked into the business of it all and realized there was a tremendous opportunity for us to not just cover our direct employees, but also look into ways that we could branch out and have some ways to cover our community and bring some health solutions to the community in the business model that we structured. So the team rolled their sleeves up. Everybody got to work with research and building, you know, the business and the brand, and understood that we had a greater work and calling at play that says our community is so unaware of a lot when it comes to health, healthy lifestyle, healthier choices, the health industry overall. And we said, hey, we have the obligation to put all of this information together, join forces with other health organizations, and let's begin to raise the bar on the amount of awareness that we bring to our people. But not just bring them awareness, but let's make it fun. Let's make it exciting. Let's bring some event approach to it. And then that's how we came up with Hoops for Health. And we said, hey, you know, we bring together the basketball component. You know, community loves basketball games and tournaments, and so we thought that would be exciting. And Dury and I have an extensive background in connection to entertainment and a lot of resources there. So we said, hey, let's bring some performers into the mix as well, and let the community have a good time, but more importantly, leave our event knowing more about how we should approach health and healthier lifestyles.
Okay. Dory, you're the branding guy. So
you're tagging
with Raymore and Flanagan, a wonderful corporation, a good corporate citizen, socially responsible one. I know that for a fact. How'd that all come about? That's not so easy. You're taking over the store? I don't know. What are you doing over there?
Man, Hoops for Health has shut down Raymore and Flanagan. We are coming in, guns blazing. We had an initial conversation with the store manager, and when we told him the background and everything that we're doing for the weekend, his name is Rick. You know, shout out to Rick. You know, he was so excited, and, you know, it just tied into the messaging that Raymore and Flanagan has for the community. And they really want the community to know that, you know, they're connected to them, they're with them, and they support them. And health awareness is at the core of the messaging for Raymore and Flanagan. So, you know, it was just a perfect marriage. And, we are shutting down Raymore and Flanagan this Friday, August 19th. From 6:30 to 10 o'clock, we are going to have a live performance. We're going to have DJ. We're going to have, honorees and special speeches. Keynote speaker is the Brooklyn Borough President, Eric L. Adams, and he's going to grace the stage. And, you know, he's also connected to, he was diagnosed with a certain illness, and I'll have him. You guys have to show up to Raymond Flanagan, and I'm sure he's going to expose that and, you know, express his interest in healthcare.
Oh, wow. I know him, and we've covered a lot with him. He's been behind our Peace Day event at the Brooklyn War Memorial in Cadman Plaza.
Uh-huh.
We've been involved with his Friendship Day, the Borough President Adams, and he's given us a proclamation. And we have our Peace Day event coming up again in September. September 21st is the World Peace Day. And
Beautiful.
Health is very, very important for health and wellness and the understanding of what that means to individuals and the community. You guys are doing, I'm going to say God's work, because it's really a blessing to make awareness, but to make it in the way that you guys are doing it. That's what I like. You got some music, you got some entertainment, you know, you shoot some
right.
three-pointers, and this is the way the young, we're doing some stuff in schools, and if either you make it, you get into it properly with a way that you can entertain and educate, right? That's the bottom line. You guys really want to educate here, but you're going to do it through a
correct
soft way. So
correct.
What is your company? What does your company do? I'm interested.
The name of the company is TrueMed Health Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really living up to that name. We want to have a presence in the community and says that, the brick and mortars that we have up and all of what we will do via online, everything is about bringing solutions to health industry, our health directly. And to be totally honest with you, I can't touch on the business model just yet, because we do want it to be something that grows within the community. We're going to keep this very grassroots in the sense of our outreach to the community. But stay on the lookout for TrueMed Health Solutions. It's going to be tremendous things that we're going to be able to do in the community, starting with, of course, health awareness. So I'll leave it at that, Paul.
Okay,
wait,
right.
I want to jump in. Paul, can I jump in here?
There's
something that I really have to say.
The same listen, time.
I'm going to tell you how I got on the hook. Now, listen, Roderick and I, we've known each other for X amount of years, and we like reconnected. He brought me on board, just to kind of express what his desires were regarding healthcare and health awareness in the community. He told me that, listen, we grew up knowing that, okay, you get into whatever your career is going to be and, you blow up, you become, be all you can be, right? And then right after that, life gets good, you start eating well, and then eventually, you get your diabetes. You get your thing, what they call sugar, right? And then everyone knows it's the natural progression in life, where at a certain point you get your sugar, and then eventually, your life goes down, down, down. You go to the hospital, you get on your dialysis, and eventually you die. And I said, whoa, that thing blew me away, because our community, and I would say the majority of our community, that's their way of thinking. It's almost like the natural progression in life. And I said to myself, wow, you know what? I need to be on board this movement, because we need the millennials in our community to understand that it doesn't have to be that way. So another one of our purposes is bridging the gap between, the millennials and the baby boomers, and bringing that health awareness and the fact that you don't have to get diabetes. You don't have to, what we call living a good life, there's a better way to do that. It's not the old way in thinking of living a good life and eating well. We used to think eating well was, comfort food, like, the fried chicken and the barbecue ribs and all this crazy stuff. There's a better way to do it. And that's what excited me to get on board and to get on the branding, and just to make sure that the messaging yet again, is out there in the world and people understand this is what we stand for, and we will live longer and better quality lives.
Uh-huh. I'll just add, because I do a lot about this health and wellness. We're very involved with it. And there's nothing wrong with a piece of fried chicken every once in a while and or rib, right? I mean, let's get to the bottom line here, right? That's
right,
good
right.
Stuff.
Everything in moderation.
You got it. It's the Greeks, right? If you can control yourself and not popping in fried chicken and, you know, and overeating and things like that, if you have the wisdom to have, in essence, some control in your eating patterns, you know, you can probably eat anything. It's just because I know I've tried everything to lose weight. You know, I need that.
Yeah, I think same here.
As soon as I say don't, I'm like eating it within about 26 minutes. So
right. Don't,
well,
and
sure
then why
guys,
not? Got it.
There you go. Well, you guys got it together. You got a website people can go to as of yet?
Yes, it's www.truemedco.com. truemedco.com.
Okay, is there information on there that
yes.
that tells everything going on? All right, beautiful. And we'll write it up. Guys, I'm going to try to get out there, especially, you know, this is very, very important. I'd like to see the borough president as well. That's great. He's great, that guy. And
absolutely.
Sorry to hear something medically wrong with that guy. He's a great guy.
Yes, and I just want to make a quick announcement. We actually just found out that our Brooklyn Borough President, Eric L. Adams, will also be in the park, Gershwin Park, which is on Linden Boulevard between, Vermont and Van Sicklin, and he is actually going to speak directly to the community during the Saturday basketball events. And just to be clear, on Saturday we're having a slam dunk contest with some of the super cool street ballers that we have out here in Brooklyn. We're having three-point shooting, and we're having exhibition games amongst the players. So Sunday, and we're having hip-hop and R&B on the Saturday. Now Sunday, which is the next day, we're moving right outside of the park, same location, and we're having a wellness street festival, which we're calling the Wellness Village, and we're also having a rock climbing wall. So guys, come through. Let's see what you could do on that rock climbing wall.
Listen. We cannot forget to mention on Saturday, Brooklyn Nets own Isaiah Whitehead will be coming through. That should be pretty exciting for the young people to get to meet, you know, that professional ball player setting things off. That young man is about to do some great things in the league, making a lot of noise, and we're excited that he's partnered up with us, not just this year, but moving forward as well. Great relationship there.
Great. You guys are doing great work. Great work. Now, two last quick questions, each one of you. What's good news for you? Each one. What's good news for you?
Good news for me is that God has blessed us with life, health, and strength. And I'm excited about, you know, what he is doing within our lives, the destiny and purposes that are here. And to me, to know that our families will be able to live well and live better lives as a result of the past path that God has put us on is great news to me.
Story?
Man, that's
you?
Deep. Man, great news for me is just wisdom and knowledge, which is given from God. And when you have wisdom and knowledge, you do things better. You know, you live a better life. Your quality is improved. You're making better decisions, you know. And, that's what good news is to me.
Last question. I mentioned earlier that we're very involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace. And I've asked many, many people, what does peace mean to them, including the borough president I've asked. So, Dory, why don't I go with you first? What's peace mean to you?
Man, you know, we had an interview a few months ago, and I'm going to stick with that. I mean, peace to me is, you know, just accepting the fact that there's other cultures out there and appreciating the different cultures out there as well as your own. And
beautiful.
To me, that is peace.
All righty. Roderick?
Peace is to me, is just being centered in God, understanding. And, you know, and people have different reverences of him and different ways of acknowledging him and expressing him. So, you know, God, higher power, you know, meditation, whatever that is for you, I think peace is getting into that center focus spiritually, being grounded in that, and everything else just falls into place, you know, and that's it. That's peace to me.
Guys, congratulations, and we'll try to get out there, and I want to do a little one-on-one, you know, with somebody. So,
yeah, I'm with you. I'll take you on. I'll take that challenge.
Oh, my God.
Do
you have any idea of what? No, all right, guys. I'll see you later. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right.
Take care. Thank you.
Right.
Congratulations.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right.